deal with a manicure, pedicure, or massage. So whether it's your hair, skin, or nails, get the pampered treatment from Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage, 603 Merchant. Call or text 620-344-4197 for an appointment.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Monday, the 1st of November. Welcome to a new week, a brand new month. It is 844, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Deb Crowell of Emporia Child Care as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Good. I think my sugar high's gone for a while, but the day's not over. So,
how about the sugar high for those kiddos? That's the next question.
You know what? Either they're really wound up or they're exhausted. So we've kind of got both ends of the spectrum going on here this morning.
Very few betweeners, yes. Huh?
Very few in between.
Well, Deb, let's talk about Emporia Child Care. You know, you're pretty active over there, and you've got all kinds of kids, and, you know, your renovation work lasted for a long time. Where do we stand?
Well, I don't know how many of your listeners are aware, but we did combine all of our facilities, and we're all in one building as of March of this past year, thanks to the wonderful support from the community and everybody. And this is the most wonderful thing in the world. I love all of us being here together, and it's been very helpful at times. If, you know, we might have a sick person or teacher or something, and we can have someone maybe from the infant toddler floor helping in the preschool floor. Everyone's cross-trained to do about anything from, you know, doing the dishes to getting the trash out to helping in a classroom.
Deb, for folks that don't know, what was your prior setup and why was it so important to get into one building for everybody involved?
We were at Center One, which is 802 Commercial in the Presbyterian Church for 50 years. Can you imagine? 50 years we were in that building. And then we had Center Two, that was at 2011 West 12th. And we had, originally, our infant toddler center was in the lower level of the health department. When we needed to leave that, we ended up buying this building, and we sold Center Two to help with the fundraising. And now we're all in one building, and plus, well, we serve children 2 weeks old to age six, and we have families with multiple children, so it just made it easier for everyone for one place to pick up and drop off, and it just made it easier for us to manage overall as far as staffing, that it's just been perfect.
So how many kids do you have right now overall, Deb?
Well, we're licensed for 100. But right now we only have 55 because we need more staff in order to have more children, which is really sad because we have the space. We just don't have the staff to do it. And I know I'm not the only one in Emporia that can't find people, but it's just very frustrating.
So you are actively recruiting, though?
Oh, yes, we are. And, you know, and we get probably 5 or 6 phone calls a day, and I just always feel so bad telling them they can get on our waiting list, but I have no idea when they would be able to get in.
Deb, along those lines, what do you need from as far as staffing needs are concerned? And I'm assuming it's not just the education side of things, but what type of staff are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for caring people, ones that enjoy children, working with children. It is hard work, I have to admit. I've been spending more than my share of time in the classroom, and it is hard work. But they have to be able to pass a KBI background check. We are mandating COVID vaccinations. And we will help them get the education that they need to be in the classroom.
So you will train?
Oh, yes, we will.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Deb, how tough was COVID on you? I mean, you're working with kids and the pandemic. How difficult was the past year?
Well, to me, it was very scary because we were doing everything we could to prevent it here at the center, but that didn't mean that someone coming in couldn't do it. For example, we did not allow our parents into the building, and, you know, between cleaning and everything, that took extra people to take temps every morning, take the children to the classroom, and that was really hard on everybody because there was that disconnect between parents and the teachers because they weren't able to visit with them every day and know exactly what was going on and not just through their written report that they got daily. So that was difficult. It was terrible. That's all I can say. It was terrible. But we did everything we could to prevent anyone here, because we're working with a population that can't be vaccinated. And to me, every layer that we can provide makes it safer for them, which is why we have mandated that our staff be vaccinated.
Deb, for folks that don't know, what type of services do you provide here for the kiddos at Emporia Child Care? And B, why is this particular niche of education so important?
Well, the first 3 years of a child's life is the most important. Remember that 85% of a child's brain is developed by age five. So we have them in those wonder years, basically, where they're learning almost everything. And so it's important that they have them, not only the education part, but the nurturing and the nutrition and everything to make sure that they're off to a successful start. And so it's very important. And not only that, we can also, as we're working with children, making sure that they're meeting their developmental milestones, so if they are having a delay, that we can recognize it early and get them special help. And that way they'll be caught up by the time they're ready for kindergarten. And that's one of our big goals, is to have everybody ready for kindergarten to be successful.
So, Deb, renovations are done. Anything else planned, or is the building complete? Are you all set?
In my eyes, the building is complete. We have everything we could possibly want right here. I'm very happy.
That is
good to hear.
Yes, but it wasn't. I mean, if we hadn't had the wonderful support of the community, this wouldn't have happened. And it was a long time coming, so thank you.
Well, let's talk about Emporia Child Care and your relationship with the United Way of the Flint Hills. I know you've been a partner for quite some time, and Deb has been not only a supporter with Emporia Child Care, but Deb, too, has been a hard worker for the United Way. As you know, when we talk about our small business blitz with the United Way, Deb has been a powerhouse. But I understand, Deb, your streak over for making that? Huh?
Well, you know, everything was to benefit the United Way, and we were united and did that all for the United Way. And I don't know who paid you to say that, but it wasn't. That wasn't nice. It's Monday, you guys. But maybe it's over, but, you know, that just will make me work twice as hard next year.
No, but Deb has been a great, great partner and has done a wonderful job with getting out with Small Business Blitz and supporting United Way fundraising activities all through the year. So, Deb, we thank you for that. Bill, how important is your relationship with the United Way for Emporia Child Care, Deb?
You know what? It is so important for us. For one thing, it helps our families. Because of our support we get from United Way, it enables us to keep our fees lower for families. And everyone knows that child care is a big hunk of everyone's income. So that is extremely important. Plus, you know, just getting the exposure by being a United Way community partner is wonderful for us, too. I think that's just another layer of being okay to everybody because we are a part of United Way. And I've always believed in United Way, you know, just clear back. I remember my dad talking about United Way when we were little and him giving to it and stuff. And it's just because it helps a wide range of community people. But I just think it's the best, and I like to work hard for it.
Well, Deb, what else do you want us to know here about the Emporia Child Care as we wrap things up here this morning?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we would love to serve more children if we could just find some staff, and that's all we're waiting on, is trying to find teachers to do it. So if you know of anybody that might be interested, just give us a call.
And what's your number?
620-342-3060.
Well, Deb, always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work in Emporia Child Care.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Deb.
Yeah, Deb Crowell, who leads Emporia Child Care and a very fine partner of the community partner of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Part of our spotlighting tomorrow, we're going to be touching on Jayhawk Area Boy Scouts with Zach Mundy.
Cool deal.
Here at KVOE. Wednesday, we'll have food for students, and Thursday, Sacred Heart Child Care. Monica Barnett will be with us.
Yeah.
later on this week.
And we're just about full for all of our interviews, but we do have a spot probably for you. So if you want to get one, just call us at 342-1400. Reach out via email, kvue@kvue.com, and we'll see what we can do. Next week, though, is a little bit more open. So if you got